Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, two dead in separate stabbing attacks in New South Wales. Labor announces a national gun register on the eve of the Port Arthur massacre anniversary. And in sport, Carlos Alcaraz opens his Madrid Open title defence in convincing fashion. With the latest SBS News, I'm Deborah Graw. A man and a teenage boy have died in separate stabbing incidents in New South Wales. The 16-year-old youth was killed in the rural New South Wales town of Narromine, about 40 kilometres west of Dubbo, while the 28-year-old man was found in a critical condition in the northwestern Sydney suburb of Quakers Hill, but died on the way to hospital. Superintendent Scott Bingham says police investigations suggest the man's stabbing was targeted.
Police have since made a number of inquiries with the address. We know at this stage that this is not a random attack. This man has known the people in the house, and we believe it has occurred inside a nearby premises.
The Coalition has signalled its support for a new national firearms register, which will be established over 4 years at a cost of more than $160 million. The aim of the register is to give police real-time information about who owns particular guns in every state and territory, which Attorney General Mark Dreyfus believes will improve safety for the community and officers. Liberal MP Dan Tehan says the Coalition would prefer a shorter implementation time, but understands the complexities involved in coordinating systems from around the country.
Well, obviously, we would love it to be in place tomorrow, but it's the getting the systems together from each state and territory and being able to bring those systems together nationally, and that takes time. Let's hope that it mightn't take 4 years. I think all of us would welcome it if it was ready tomorrow, but bringing all those systems together does take time, and the most important thing is that we get it right.
Students at Sydney and Melbourne universities have continued to demonstrate against Israel's war in Gaza in solidarity with pro-Palestinian demonstrations across the world. The students say they're inspired by solidarity encampments at campuses in the United States. The group have begun to occupy parts of their campuses, demanding their institutions cut financial ties with Israel and condemn the war in Gaza. Students for Palestine organiser at the University of Sydney, Jasmine Al-Rawi, has told Al Jazeera the students will not abandon their protest.
We have seen no change and no ties cut from our government, no divestment from our university. So I think we really have to escalate this campaign.
India has held the second phase of its national elections. It's a seven-phase election that began on April 19 and concludes on June the 1st, with votes set to be counted on June 4. It's been described as the world's biggest ballot, with almost 1 billion people eligible to vote. But Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his rivals have been accusing each other of religious discrimination and threats to democracy amid flagging voter turnout. Modi is seeking a record-equalling third consecutive term on the back of his economic record, welfare measures, national pride, Hindu nationalism, and personal popularity. Back home, in new data shows that Australians are paying more than ever at the fuel bowser. Compare the Market analysis indicates the average price of 91 octane unleaded has soared to almost 218 cents per litre in Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, Adelaide and Perth. Brisbane drivers appear to be paying the highest average price for their fuel at $2.30 per litre and as much as $2.35. Compare the Market's Chris Ford says there were a number of factors behind the spike, including rising crude prices and a weak Australian dollar, and motorists should hold off from blaming retailers. To sport, and in tennis news, local favourite Carlos Alcaraz has shown no signs of the arm injury that recently sidelined him, easing to victory in his opening round match at the Madrid Open. The two-time defending champion has accounted for Alexander Shevchenko 6-2, 6-1 in his first match in nearly a month. Alcaraz was coming off a right arm injury that kept him from playing in Monte Carlo and Barcelona. He says he still had doubts he could perform in this tournament.
Coming to this week, I've been doing good things in the practice, getting harder, let's say, and you know. But today, I'm not feeling comfortable playing my forehand, my 100%, but you know, I'm really happy to play at this level, to do it, and I think I can, you know, be competitive in that part.
I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News.